Weiter in Oraisa. We are in Oikun Davjir Ches Amud Beis. Speaking about the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Although we know there's certain things you're not allowed to do in Cholmoy, there are times when you're allowed to go and you're allowed to do it. Ve'elin Kosum, you know there's things you're allowed to write on the Moed. Kiddush Nashim, that would be to get married. Rashi Shekosa B'Shtar, hurry up and Kedush Shizli. Disha Nixas B'Shtar, woman can get married through Ishtar. Ve'get and also get. Ve'shova Mercy, to die to key, that is someone's on the deathbed, they're at a will. Matana Shtar Matana, Upro. They evaluated Sadazu Venasun Lachim Kachvakach Negdo. So you're writing out what the father died and giving equal to each one, and they evaluate what it is. Veigris Mazon says Rashi Ploni Kibel, a certain person took upon himself Lozun Bas Ishto. Someone's taking upon himself to take care of his stepdaughter. Shtari Chalitza Umeunim, a Chalitza and Miun. Miun is if a girl gets married midrabanan with her mother and or brother marries her off, she can do Miun to get rid of it, to drop off the marriage if they marry her off. Ushtari Beirurin. Rashi says that Beirure Beizdin Chelik Zelozeh, again some sort of Yerusha, and they say this one gets that, this one gets that. Gezerus Beizdin Ve'igros Shel Rishos. Gezerus Beizdin is Beizdin, Rashi says Piskei Dinim, and Igros Shel Rishos is Tzivoy V'kium Shel Shilton. Those things that the government enact and set up. Amar Shmuel, Mutal or Sisha B'chol Shmuel, is Mutal going to marry, get engaged to a girl on Chol HaMoed? Shemik Yikad Menuach, maybe someone else is going to swoop up and go and take her, so you got to get him lock that in. Lame of Sile, you want to say that we have a, that our mission is bringing a raya? Be'elikos Mamoy, Kedushe Nashim, my life, Shtari Kedushe Mamish, is this Kedushe Nashim? Oh, is him talking about shtar that you can get engaged with a girl with? This is more low. Shtar psikta. The Mishnah maybe is talking about a shtar of what their pasak that the parents are going to give one another. They're going to give to the couple. Could have gidal marav. Tamar of gidal marav. Kama atanos elibincha. How much are you giving to your son? Kach v'kach. Kama atanos elibincha. How much are you giving to your daughter? Kach v'kach. Amdu v'kitshu karnu. If they get up and they carry out this engagement, then they've just bound these things. I think this is what do you call that again? Tanoim, like when you set it up. Hein, hein, advar, make them be amir. These are things which are kona with words. That says below kinya, without any sort of kinya to happen. Still, it is a binding. Leim Messiah, bring another ayah, though. Ain no sinash of a moid. You do not get married. Call a moid. Lobosu, slow, monos, slow, me, abim. Can do yibim, me, penetius, so he low. Because it's a simcha farm. We saw this much earlier in Davte, Ches, and Tess. Hala, Ari, Shari, that means to get engaged would be mutter. It says, lo, me, buy, Laris. You don't have to say you can't get engaged. Lo, kav, mitzah. There's no real mitzah in the actual engagement. Feel Lisa Nami, even to get married also, to call it mitzah, doing a mitzah, also, it's going to be also to do on Chol HaMoed. It's just not a raya. Toshima, let's try some somewhere else. The Tanna Beit Shmuel, Ma'arsin, one can get engaged to a woman, Chol HaMoed, have a low konsin, but you're now allowed to do the full on nisuin, right? You can't take the acts of the marriage, only the engagement. Minos the suda, erisin, but you can't make the suda. And now, this would be important to understand. When we say erisin, it doesn't mean engagement of like nowadays most people, they get engaged. Will you marry me? Yes. It doesn't really mean much. But we're talking about here, it's like a real binding level of the first step of marriage of erisin, or aka kedushin, then there's nisuin. So here you can do this, but now that you have the suda, below me, I'm kin to you, but it's really low. Shema amina, but here you see nonetheless, it's mutter to get engaged on Chol HaMoed straight up. Okay, Umir Meshmuel, Shemi Kaben Acher. The Shmuel real hold of this concept that you can do this because maybe someone else, you can get engaged, someone's going to jump in and take it. Take her. Falmer of Yudam Meshmuel, Bechol Yom Bayom. Baska Yosef Meres, his heavenly voice that comes out every single day. It says, Bas Ploni Leploni. The daughter of so-and-so is going to be married to so-and-so. Son of Ploni Ploni, the field of so-and-so is going to go to so-and-so. So what are you worried about? Ella, Shemi Kadmen Achber Achimim. Rather, what's going to happen is maybe they're going to grab it through tefillah. Whoa, that's an unbelievable thing. Like even if a person is not necessarily supposed to be marrying this person, they're able to get it through davening. Unbelievable. Kihad Rava. Shamela who gavra the boy Achimim Vomer. Rava heard that a person who is davening to Hashem is saying, says, Damin li planisa. Let it be that this particular woman should be available that I can marry her. Amalei Rav says, don't ask for that. Don't be careful what you ask for. If she's meant for you, she's not going to go from you, right? So you don't have to go and daven for that. She's not meant for you, then you're not going to get what you want, and you're gonna have a problem with the tefillah. You're gonna say, look, it doesn't work. Right? She says, "Kfarat Hashem ba'amana to come to lo messiah tzlusam klom." You can say tefillah didn't work at all. Hov lo mezamne le klom hashta tzlina alav lo estayim milsa. Look, I daven. And nothing happened over here. After that, Rava heard him say, either he dies before her, I mean, he's talking about himself. She says, "Atzmo yomus makmei detinsava iilidach," that oi tamus mikamei, or she should die before him. In other words, he can't handle seeing someone else marry her. Amar lei, so Rava says to him, "Lav amina lach lo tibayel ad mil sachi." Didn't I tell you not to daven for this? Like, what are you doing over here? I warned you not to daven for this woman, and see what happened over here. The way you're davening now in such a way that you took it to the next level, that I should die, she should die, crazy. Daven about yourself, that you should die, that she should die. Okay. I'm Rav Mishan, Rabbi Reuven ben Itzrovili. From the Torah of Yom from Tanakh, we find that a man is for a woman. A woman assigned for a man. Says, "Yeah, from Hashem the matter has come." And Avim Duchsev, "Vav Mimo Lo Yodu Kimi Hashemi." The father didn't know that it was from Hashem. When Shimshon told his parents that he's going to marry this Plishti, they tried to stop him. They didn't realize that she was. This is what was supposed to happen over here. Part of what Hashem wanted. Minaksuvim Duchsev Bayis Vahon and Nachlas Avos Hashem Isha. Maskalas, the house and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but an intelligent woman is from God. Right? It's saying that a wife is from Hashem, but house and property or not, it seems to. Okay, so anyway, the point is that the woman is coming to Hashem. Coming from Hashem. V'amar Mishum Rabbi Reuven ben Atzruvili. V'amar Lev Masisatana. Amar Rabbi Reuven ben Atzruvili. Ein Adam Nechshel B'davar Elim Kenaso. Our person would not be suspected of something. Rashi is aware of doing an aver unless he actually did it. V'am Lo'asa Kula Asa Miksasa. If he didn't the entire aver, he did part of it. V'am Lo'asa Miksasa. Here B'li Lo'asa. If he didn't do even part of it, at least he thought in his heart to go and do it. V'am Lo'here B'li Lo'asa. So he didn't think it was hard to do it. Rachem Sasa was something. He saw other people do it and he was happy about it. So nonetheless, he's going to be guilty as charged on some level. Must affect the Gemara. Must affect Yaakov. What do you mean? The pasuk says, "Vayichapu bnei Yisrael devar mashal lo kein al Hashem Elokeihem." The children of Yisrael, they assume things about Hashem that actually didn't happen. So you see, even things didn't happen can be assumed. In that case, they were doing it to make Hashem upset. But they knew that there was not true at all what they said. Toshema, let's take a look. The pasuk says, this is about Korach going as Moshe Aaron. Ve'ikadol Moshe b'nachal Aaron l'kodesh Hashem. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar, melamed shkol echad kini l'ishto Moshe. Kine le'ishta mimoshe. They were jealous of Moshe in the camp of Aaron, Hashem's Holy One. And we explain what this means. It teaches that every husband warned his wife, kine, like kine vestira, from Sota, against going along with Moshe. So Moshe was suspect of doing something clearly that obviously Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do. But the fact that that's the case must be it's not true that you're accused of something, even you can be accused of something if you're totally innocent. No, they did that because of hatred. They were in upset. They were in a state of upsetness. Remember, this is Korach and his people saying such a thing. That's why they did it. Tashma, let's try again. It should be my lot about someone suspected for something. But I'm actually totally innocent. Just get a little kapara from such a thing. Yeah, it happened to me. Someone suspected me of something, but actually, I was totally innocent of it. So you see, you can be accused of something, you didn't even do it. This is a little kasha. This statement over here is talking about there's a rumor, but the rumor ends up stopping eventually. Rashi is lo hayabe. Right. This is talking about that hayabe, that it didn't stop, then yeah. If it stops early, then clearly it's out of it's nothingness. But if it continues, then it must be that there's some sort of mamashis there. Kol pasuk ad kama. What does it mean? How long is that? That you're saying lo pasuk, that it doesn't stop. I'm Rabbi. I'm really aim. Mama told me dume demasa yomapaga. A day and a half. If a rumor lasts a day and a half, then we assume that it actually really happened. Whoa. That's talking about where there weren't breaks in between. It's not, well, maybe, no, it's not. It is not. For Pasuk Beni Beni, listen above, it's not in between. There's no worry about that. We don't assume that it's grounded in fact. V'chi Pasuk Beni Beni, and even if it did stop in the meantime, lo armor, we don't say that it's nothing. And lo Pasuk Machmasira, except it didn't stop because of fear. For Pasuk Machmasira, lo. Because you're scared of accusing someone for something, right? Because they're going to get punished for it. Something's going to happen to them. That's not called a stop. V'lo amrin, we don't say that a rumor which stopped is nothing. Ela d'lo hadar navat, except where it did not spring up again with the same koch. V'lo hadar navat lo, if it comes right back, then yeah, then we assume that it has bad foundation. Rashi says the busted apostle, hiskel kala navat, nishma demion, k'von besachas tain, nishai tzum rabbanon, the dami lepartsida the tusei, Kala, Kevin the Navat. Once he opens up, his name goes out. Repairs Zevazeh, Lashon Semach, it sprouts. So that's Lashon Navat. Navat and Lo. It's not considered nothingness. For Lo Amen, we don't say that a rumor is based in truth. Ela the less lay ovim. Unless a person doesn't have any enemies. Aval E. E. Is lay ovim, his enemies, and ovim mudaf kolakal. We can just say now the enemy started this, and therefore it doesn't. It's not real. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.